This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
You'll find the Rambam keeps repeating a lot of the points, a lot of different letters, a lot of different people. The reason why I didn't answer you so quickly is because I wasn't well. Not because people said lashon hara about you. I know that when people repeat things from other people, and they add stuff, and especially if somebody wants to carry conversations and sort of make juicy conversations, they tend to spice up, and therefore I discount things that I heard. Even if I actually knew that it was true that somebody had been miskabit bekloni or bought bedvarai, he came out against what I said. I really don't care. I'm forgiving. You sort of put a shvu on me that I should not throw you away because after what I said about you. I will never uproot that which I planted. So this is obviously a Talmud of his some sort who must have gone with whoever the people were opposing him. And he basically said, I would never throw, cast away that which I built. And no Talmud, meaning a junior person, nor certainly not a chacham, would I ever do bad into. And the fact that you were told, whoever it was, one is Dayanim, that I was upset, Emesomar, it's true, I was upset what you wrote. And the Rambam basically is distinguishing between his personal feelings of being hurt and upset from lashing out against the other person. And it's something to think about, the idea that a person is a person and, you know, you are upset when something happens to you bad, but how you react and therefore what? So he said, you heard that I was upset? Yes, I was. But like Sav Mali Sigim, I get this letter with a lot of difficult statements. I'm deathly ill. The Rambam does write that there was a time when his brother died, that for a year he was really, really very sick. Maybe this was the same thing. And he says, you write like this. This is how you write. This is the nusach that you use. He says, everyone came, they told me, we can't stand the Rambam. You ask and matter whatever you feel like. And we have a Mesoris that you can't daven if you're Balkari until you go to the Yam and you're Metaya. And you're not just kind. Let's go be vard alocha. That's how you wrote it to me. Take a look and tell me if what you wrote wouldn't have gotten even Hill upset. You said everybody. It's not true. There were some people that were upset and said things, but to say that there was a grassroots opposition, it's not true. There was some Ma'amaretz. But you sort of, you know, propped them up. And he said, he said, these people have a Messiah from Avis and Avis Avisayim. These are people who are ignorant. They don't know. They don't understand what they learned and so on. But oid. Shabbat Michal Dvarim Sheis Darta Visikantosh Oslix Betolikas Zekneses Acharitza Mikari. And you Kielu write that that's the halacha that you can't daven and learn unless you your table kills carry. Well, exactly. Why is that? Because Shabbichna Litrushem Dovas Adilahem Chaimat Dvarim VeDarashta. And they asked that you should say a drasha about how wrong it is to daven when you are Bal Keri. Comes Echisani. That's wrong. Is it kala chomer? What do you mean it's chomer? There's no halach like that. It's not true. It is a minag in Bavel and in the Maghreb, which is West Africa, you know, the western part, like Algerians, Morocco. I will bechol are Rome with Sarfas Hobby Provincia in Rome and in France and Provence, Ancherechem or Logmazet. They weren't like that minute. Umaisa Thomas of Ham Don Rabbi Merechem is Fard, which doesn't know it's a Mikari circle in Boymer Lamatum Kisheshmelem. And when your Rabbanim came and they saw this minute, they said, you picked up from the Arabs. The Arabs used to do it. I don't know, no idea if they still do it, but there is no such halach like that. So don't tell me that everyone does it. And don't tell me it's a very dove chomer. It's a, what kind of dove chomer is it? It's a minhag. And what you should have said when these people rose up, you should have taught them what halacha is. And Balkari mutually conscious like Torah. So learning and walking to a shul, there's not even a minhag like that. And you should have been very emphatic about it. As far as davening, a davar Torah b'minhag, that is a minhag. Kol Yisrael shebeinei shme'elim noga lirchoitz. The Jews who live amongst the Arabs do wash. V'chol Yisrael shebeinei areilim, those who live in Christian countries, lo noga lirchoitz. Now, I don't know if it obviously means it's totally because the Arabs do and the Christians don't. I'm not sure if he's saying it cynically, like, yeah, it's a minig that dovetails exactly with the goyim. I'm not sure if he means that. Or he means to say that it's appropriate. It can't be that we would be do something that, you know, our worship would be kind of inferior. And I don't know if he means if he's supportive or not. So he said, you should have preached to stick with the minhag. That's correct. And this is the Rambam Shita over and over again. To teach halacha bombastically, like this is an Issa Deraisa Gomer and it's Chayav Karas and so forth, when it's not true, should not be taught. But if a person has a chiv to keep a minhag, he should be taught that way. We saw it when he was speaking about the Bavel. He said, if you're telling him that it's also to go on the ships on Shabbos, you are teaching them false halacha. If you're teaching them that
what was the scenario there?
I'm sorry. Hey, what?
What was the case by Bavel?
In Bavel was like this. People used to go on a ship in deep waters from on Shabbos. They were on those ships before Shabbos, and they would travel on it. And the Rambam said so the question was about is it chumin, and the people. So the Rambam paskin that it's muta, the Rabbanim Iraq passing it's asa. They came out against the Rambam, sent him similar type of letter. And the Rambam said, listen, if you're teaching them that it's asa me'ikar adin, over there the question is about tchumin lamala masara. If you're teaching them that me'ikar adin it's asa, it absolutely is false, and you should never teach that. If you feel that it's important to make a takana, then that's absolutely correct. That's fine. And you should say so. We're making a takana that nobody travel on these ships. And we have good reason to make these takanas, and people have to listen to the takana. But don't piss off something that's a takana as something that's me'ikra din, because that's amaratzis, and that's wrong. It's being moitzi teira falsely. That's the Rambam over there. So he said, "Aval aval kalkel sunar v'sinah kalkel sura." Really, he said, you know, emotions tend to destroy the emes. Because you're upset at the other dayan, that's what came out. And the person who said that I am not zoyin tvilas keri, shekahu oimer. That's a sheker. Me'idna lai shemayim v'arts. Rambam says, "Amei lai shemayim v'arts shemo'olam lasisas es elam ichayli." The only time when I wasn't tevil tefilas keri is when I was sick. Ve'hecha shanim in hogi minig avayse b'le'ilav l'shum iso. You know, it is a minig of my father, and like I said, it's the minig of Western Africa and Iraq, and Western Africa. You know, I mean the countries on the northwest. And therefore, that's what they did. So why would I be Mishana? And by the way, how did this person checked up on my mikveh badge? Just makes up whatever he wants. And there's no need to beat this point to death. Explain to you the things that bothered me. A, that you taught things that were not true, and that somebody said things about me that had no shaykhs to mitzias. Okay, next. Beis. V'oid kasavta is acceptance, it says, also wrote kacha. V'divrei chiburecho me'irin le'olam, ach le'mi she'osek b'talmud v'yadeh shem ha'chama she'osku v'nosu b'talmud gemara. Your safe is fantastic for people into gemara. V'loy l'sasek b'am levada mishtak shem ha'chama she'osku. But to learn your sfarim and will forget who the nevaroim, that's bad. And certainly learning Yosef and they don't understand it. They make mistakes. When you're Yosef, they don't see where Allah comes from. And he told the Rambam, you know, the Mishnah says big obvious that you have to take into account maybe what you say, what you teach is going to end up in places by Talmidim that are not Zahir. And you're going to make a mess. So the fact that you wrote a sefer that could be a michshol for people that are not on a high level of learning, you should have been more careful. Eiland Vechay Space, I'm quoting you, says, Void kasav nusach ze roi la drashchad la hayres la oylam shenichak mara sasibah. And you should have said, people should always learn Gemara. Val kol ze inyan roi la chichacha. It's something that I need to respond to. I understood what you're thinking, even though you haven't said it mefurish. Da. First of all, tchila. I never said not to learn Gemara and Rif. The people by me, the last year and a half, have been learning other sfarim, not my sfarim. They want to learn the riff. This right away is something today we don't do, and it's interesting. It was once upon a time, it was a very popular limud. The Chavetz Chaim writes that a Baal Bas should learn riff. It was a chibur, which many people consider to be a sort of what Kitzah Shulchan Aruch is to Shulchan Aruch, what Shulchan Aruch is to Tormei Seisev. People saw that in the Rif, and they felt by learning the Rif, you're able to get the core of the sugyas without the lum, you know, without the Shagavatario, and that way get a shlit on Shas. And it's actually the Goyen is Mamlitz's Talmidim to learn it. The Chavetz Chaim is mamet to learn it. Very interesting that once upon a time, today, I mean, we only use the Rif as sort of when we need it for lumdus. It's there so that the Ran and Mokhi Yosef could write around it. But He said they most of the time they didn't want to learn the Rif. Some come upon call halachas. We went through it. And some of them want to learn Gemara with me. It's very interesting. I don't know what kind of yeshivas they had, but you could ask your Rosh Yeshiva what it is you wanted to learn. So they told the Rambam they want to learn the Rif, and he said, okay, I'm going to do Rif. I entertained the idea that that's it. I'm closing all the previous farm. I wrote clearly that I wrote it this safe out of necessity because people don't have the patience to work through the halacha. The Mishnah led Loimekat Talmud Leiv Menederach Asa Muta. That was a harbe. I wrote very clearly that the place to pass it from is the Gemara, except that many people don't have what it takes to bring a halacha from the Gemara down to the Lemaisa. So that's why I did it. The Zeh Shemata Shemus Rachamim. The fact that you said I don't list you people forget who the Chachma Gemara. I list the beginning all the doors of the Chachamim. So any Paisik who just tells you the Psak is Goyim Mechel Hashem because he doesn't mention everybody that came before him. There are many chiburim halachas gedolos and hilchos shavuos of Haigun where the nature of those halachas were they would bring sort of bottom line halachas without the shavuot. I've listed halachas b'chol Talmud b'chol dinei Torah like the many adam achar Rabbi Nachkodesh Yitzchak Toisha. The only one who actually did something called Torah was Rabbi Nachkodesh. Im ipnei she zekoil. If just because it includes all the halachas, is that a reason why it's a chil Hashem? He said, you're telling me that some people are nichshel because they don't understand the Gemara it comes from? He said, a mechaber of Sfarim can't walk around place to place, person to person, and make sure everybody that's learning the Sefer is a good person. And it's interesting because, I mean, at this point, Lachur, the person has a point. It does say that Chachom is over the Veichem. For a person to write things that other people will misunderstand, I assume the Rambam felt that the majority of people get it. They know what it's about, and just because there might be somebody, he can't make I know Ramesh Shapiro's Chanev Racha. One of the reasons, one of the things that gave him a lot of Agmas Nefesh was he felt some of the things he said, some of the people who would listen and learn it don't know what he's talking about, misunderstand it. Say things that are absolutely crooked and wrong, and just didn't know what to do with it. And he would make, that's why he'd make, except for the Thursday share, which was open to the public, almost every other share was, you had to get permission from him. And he didn't allow recordings of the other stuff, writings of the other stuff to get out publicly. He sort of made a sharp division in public share in which he felt it's not going to be a michshol, people will get it. To those things that he felt, you know, they're delicate, they're sensitive. If you don't understand it, it'll be wrong. But the Rambam, I assume the Rambam felt that the vast majority of people would not have a problem with it, and he can't worry if every single person ever pick up a Rambam. Veda, she amarti betchila chiburi she inya she tafasti by she derech haMishnah b'losh haMishnah. I wrote very clearly that this is Mishnahic. It's the battery is running a bit low. I'm going to move this to a place. 1 second. I'm not at home now, so I have to. It was a little bit of maneuvering. Okay. Yeah, this is fine. Just 1 second. Let me get the safe. The yeshiva has gone to on a retreat somewhere, so it's all okay. So he says like this. I wrote this Mishnah, which means like this. A person can write things as bottom lines, sum totals, statements that need to be researched and understood to get it right. That is the Seif I wrote. Notice when I wrote that it's on a style of the Mishnah, he didn't mean to say that it's very, very chashev. What he meant to say was the style is going to be a style of, I'm giving you a certain bottom line. You need to use thought process in order to get to the to halacha. Because you didn't get it, you wrote it a second time that many times you don't understand because you don't know where I'm coming from. There are two styles of Sfarim. One is you either write something that is bottom line, sort of a monologue, or derech pirush, or a dialogue. You're going back and forth. The first type, the monologue, sort of just tells you what are the things that I think are right. None of the dialogue as to why this is right. That's how Rabbeinu Kodesh wrote Mishnah. And Pirush is Mefarshit. Vakush is called Dava Piruk, Varaj is Dava Emes, Vaz Sheker, Shaz Roy Zenaroy. In other words, what we do today with footnotes. It's Bezer Derech HaTalmud, HaTalmud Pirush HaMishnah. It's very interesting. The Ramchal wrote a sefer called, one of Ramchal's forum, which is sort of a very basic sefer in Kabbalah, is called Kalach Pisvei Chachma. It's 138 Klolim in Kabbalah. But what he does is something very fascinating. He writes the, he has like in the middle, a very, very concentrated statement. This and this is like this and this. It's like a Mishnah. And around it, he has this huge pirush explaining how many chetimtzes and why and how and so on and so forth. He wrote both of them. In other words, it's presented as if somebody wrote the middle and someone wrote the pirush around it. He wrote both of it. He did, I mean, it's clear. It's mefurish. It is not, you know, it's not. But it's interesting that he felt he needed to bring out both points. On the one hand, when you talk and talk and talk and talk and talk, So what did you say? What's the bottom line? A lot of times, to understand it, you need to have a statement. When you read something and there are captions, it's very helpful because you have the nekuda. On the other hand, when you have those, you know, pithy statements, it's a lot of times hard to understand exactly what it means. You need to have a shakla vitaria to understand. Did you mean this? Did you mean this? Could it be like this? Could it be like that? You need to have sort of a Havana in it. And Ramchal felt that the best way to serve both purposes would be to write a dual sefer. So he says, she calls him Shom. Even when he says a stam in a Mishnah, somebody said it. There's a whole slew of chachamim that said these statements. Nobody starts off a statement with listing up all those doras. What's the point that I should bring down a list of who said it? The point of the safe is to give you the bottom line halachas. So I'm writing this, not my Torah. I'm bringing down the bottom lines of the Tanoim. Lomer Feirish, we've come across as Ro Rebbe Dvoyer Shal Rebbe Pleine Kach, Vesasim Kavosi, Dvoyer Shal Pleine Kach, Sasim Kavosi. Hine Befeirish, Advorim Shal Yisun Rebbe, Shein Alok, Psuk, Etzle, Vishkach, Hor, La Soyson, Amor, and Stam, Beloishim, Odom. The common crime is Amiran, Hai Stam, Yechidoi, Hibliska, Ben Hashem, Echne. Udvorim Shal Yisun Alok, Psuk, Etzle, Rebbe, and things that Rebbe in HaKodesh didn't have a clear hachlota, Ali Yishma Achloikis, He didn't have a hachra, which one it is. So here he needed to say the two halachas, b'shem oimram, because here it's important to say it so that we could be down in it. And he said it over in the name of Chacham, the last ones that he heard from. So basically, he was saying there are two shitas and two deis that both of them are within the tchum of what's accepted as halacha. Ukvar amru chazal mipnei ma'is geshem v'shizkid miks halachas behedya. Why certain halachas does he mention it? Lo maskin v'sham v'hilu levatlon l'lam l'deiris v'chulup. So sometimes it's there to tell me that this shita is not a shita. Sometimes it's to teach me l'deiris something. Lo maskin v'yach v'rubin shem yir bezis v'yach v'shachalav. In other words, sometimes we have a yochid and rabbin so that the yochid has a standing in halacha and allows a future bezin to override the other one. There are different reasons. In other words, it's basic like this. The right thing to do is to mention halacha psuka if there are reasons why you'd mention yochid. This is all an idios. Since the ma'ase the derech that I'm doing is mishnah dik, why would I mention the shag v'tarya? I'm not telling this is a bias halacha. I'm telling you this is the bottom line of the Gemara. I'm not passing like Rava. I'm passing like the stomach of the Gemara, the klal, the bottom line of the sugya, and so on. Well, the fiza, that's why I said in the beginning of this of my sefer, ployne beis dinik ployne beis dinik ladia she kabbala rabbi rabim lo yochid ni yochid. And so on. In other words, I'm saying things bedafka, no names, so people understand this is the stam of the shas. This is the stam halacha, and this is the normative halacha. I'm not telling you, well, Rav holds like that. Everybody say, well, who says halacha is like Rav? And so, okay, I have to hold it here. Well, so we're holding it over here, Mr. Shem. Next week, I also have a small. I'll try to keep. I'm going to be away. I'm doing some fundraiser for the yeshiva in some way. But Bez Hashem, I hope to be able to learn it this time. If not, I'll send the email, whatever. Okay.
Thank you for making it work.
Okay. Good night. Kol tov.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Thank you.